You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what was the Apollo program? On July 16, 1969, an enormous rocket called Saturn V launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. This was possibly one of the most important events in the history of science because, a few days later, it landed on the moon. This launch was just one of many missions that NASA called Apollo. The name was chosen by Dr. Abe Silverstein, a director of the NASA Research Center in Cleveland. According to NASA's website, Silverstein was at home one night reading a book about mythology. In Greek mythology, Apollo was the god of the sun. And according to Dr. Silverstein, quote, Apollo riding his chariot across the sun was appropriate to the grand scale of the proposed program, end quote. What you might not know is that the Apollo program consisted of 6 moon landings, but there were also missions that didn't land, and some Apollo missions were even unmanned. The earliest Apollo missions started in the mid-1960s. They were unmanned launch tests for the rocket system called Saturn. The first manned mission, Apollo 1, ended in tragedy. During a practice of a launch inside a NASA building, a fire broke out in the command module, killing all 3 astronauts. The next few Apollo missions were also unmanned rocket tests, and they were necessary for understanding rocket systems and sizes. Apollo 2 and 3 were canceled, but 4, 5, and 6 launched. Apollo 7 and Apollo 9 were manned missions which orbited the Earth. Apollo 8 and 10, also manned, flew to the moon, but NASA wasn't yet ready for a landing. That happened with Apollo 11, and Neil Armstrong's famous quote, Houston, the Eagle has landed. Apollo 12 landed. Apollo 13 was a planned landing, but had to abort when there was an accident. Maybe you saw that Tom Hanks movie about that mission. And there were still 4 more missions, all with landings. Apollo 14, 15, 16, and 17 being the last moon landing in 1972. With these 6 successful landings, a total of 12 humans have set foot on the moon. The final mission was in 1975 when an Apollo capsule docked with a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. So, where was that first landing? Here's an activity to try with your family during the next full moon. Notice that the moon has light and dark areas. The first landing site, called the Sea of Tranquility, is a dark area. Imagine one line running from north to south and another line along the moon's equator from west to east. The dark area just above the equator and to the right of the north-south line is the Sea of Tranquility. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the Apollo missions. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.